Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A member of the Jets shot in Midtown. Cornerback Chris Boyd is reportedly in critical condition after gun violence overnight. The NYPD says it happened around 2 in the morning on West 38th Street near 7th Avenue, where the 29-year-old athlete was found with a gunshot to the abdomen. No arrests have been made, and it's not clear what exactly happened or why, but investigators say they're looking for a man seen fleeing the scene in a blue BMW. The Jets have released a short statement saying only that they're aware of the situation and will have no further comment at this time. Stay with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, and we will continue to bring you the latest on this developing story. Well, angry residents gathering in Queens today to speak up against the controversial project to build a casino right next to Citi Field. They're calling on Governor Hochul and other state officials not to grant the developers a gaming license, which would torpedo the project.
The cry from Flushing residents is clear. Billionaires can't buy us.
We don't need a casino!
Anti-casino advocates furious with State Senator John Liu, who initially opposed the plan, later giving Mets owner Steve Cohen the green light. Now Fulton here emceed the rally.
Well, Senator Liu, I tell you, without you, this casino would already be dead. This is a betrayal to Flushing, to your people, to your community. You must publicly apologize for what you have done.
Jessica lives in Queens and says she's
confused, disappointed. We're not asking politicians to be perfect. We're just not asking them to be hypocrites.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing, Queens.
Oh, another opponent is the U.S. Tennis Association, which claims the casino deal violates their lease at Flushing Meadows Corona Park right next door. They want a temporary restraining order on Friday that prohibits the city from entering into a new agreement with the casino developers for now over use of that Citi Field parking lot. Well, a somber event today, the annual World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, a vigil held at St. Mary's Park in the Bronx. Organizers are calling on the state assembly to pass the Stop Super Speeders bill. It would aim to slow down recidivist speeders by installing speed limiter devices in their cars. It's already passed the state Senate. Zoran Mamdani talking about the kind of mayor he hopes to be. The mayor-elect was a guest today on Channel 7's Up Close with Bill Ritter.
There will be New Yorkers who love you. There will be New Yorkers who hate you. And you represent all of them. And I think too often we try and separate ourselves from the public as much as we can to insulate ourselves from that kind of a response. When, you know, what New Yorkers deserve is a mayor that they can see, they can talk to, even one that they can yell at.
Mamdani again voiced his support for the police commissioner, Jessica Tisch, who he hopes will stay in the job in his new administration. The mayor-elect adding that he and his wife haven't yet decided whether or not to live at the official mayor's residence, Gracie Mansion. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik continuing her verbal attacks on Governor Hochul, who she hopes to unseat next year. On Friday, Stefanik unleashed a blistering new ad attacking Hochul as out of touch and unpopular. Today, the congresswoman was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Kathy Hochul said that she would not raise taxes, even though she has a record of doing so. And it took less than 1 week for her to completely flip-flop and agree to raising taxes on New Yorker when we are facing an affordability crisis.
A Hochul campaign spokesperson commented on Friday's ad by saying, quote, "You don't usually see campaigns redo their own launch videos, but at least Stefanik's is already full of surprises. The election for New York governor is a year from now, November of 2026. Well, it's 90 days in jail for a former New York City correction officer. A jury found 35-year-old Dionisio Rosario guilty of trying to frame an inmate by placing a weapon in his cell at Rikers. Video surveillance caught Rosario putting a piece of sharpened plexiglass near the sink. Prosecutors say Rosario had a previous argument with the detainee who'd requested his routine searches be done after sundown to avoid violating Ramadan rules. A hospital that's been serving Jersey City for well over a century is no more. Heights University Hospital closed its doors for good yesterday for all but its emergency room after the facility failed to secure millions in state funding. Dr. Nazar Kefaya is the CEO of the hospital's parent company, Hudson Regional Health, and he says they were bleeding money every week.
65% of the population that's seen in this hospital is either charity care, undocumented, self-pay, or Medicaid. And at the same time, we were notified that the charity care funding was going to be chopped by 50%.
Hudson County Health took control of the facility just this past April after the previous owner struggled to overcome money problems. Heights University Hospital has cared for patients in Jersey City for over 150 years.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.